We are to love those who are enslaved in any false ideology, including, and I would say even especially, the false ideology of Islam. These folks that are adherents to it have been enslaved by a deception. They have been lied to. And the only way they're ever going to be delivered from that deception is if we love them enough to tell them the truth and declare to them the glorious, life-changing, eternity-altering gospel of Jesus Christ. But the ideology that they're espousing itself is evil. I think Dr. Franklin Graham said it as well as it can be said when he called many years ago Islam an evil religion. And it is precisely that. It is an evil religion. I am not the least bit reticent to say that. Gary is not the least bit reticent to acknowledge that. Tom, as an Islamic scholar, is not the least bit hesitant to call Islam from an ideological standpoint precisely what it is, a deception, a lie, an evil ideology. And so, Tom, I want to go to you. Obviously, America has to deal with this evil ideology. It's anti-God. And when I say anti-God, I'm talking about the true God. It's certainly anti-American. It's anti-constitutional. And so in very practical terms, Tom, what can be done, what must be done in the United States of America to deal with this vicious snake that is making its inroads in rapid fashion across the United States of America?
Well, first of all, let me say, Dave, thank you for making that point that this is not to bash Muslims. America needs to understand they need to separate Islam from the Muslim. Please do not blame the Muslim for Islam. The Muslim is a victim of Islam. I have been saying this for years, and I'm just as passionate about resisting Islam as I am about rescuing Muslims. Muslims are victims. It's an ideology that's going to send these people to hell. They need the truth, and praise God, we as Christians, we have the answer. It's the Word of God, and if we can only get a Muslim into the Bible, and I've seen it happen so many times, that if we get them reading the Scriptures with us, and they realize that they've been lied to, and they see the light of the Scriptures, they come to Christ. And so, you know, I'm also the founder of Missions to Muslims. I am as actively about trying to evangelize Muslims as I am actively trying to resist the ideology of Islam and warn people of it. But what's the real solution? A Holy Ghost revival in our country. I have been trying to tell America Amen. That God is raising up a Islam as an instrument of judgment upon us because of our sin. We have sinned against God. We have angered God. We're foolish to think that we can continue in our wicked living here and expect God to wink at it and look the other way and continue to sing God Bless America in spite of our wicked sin. Folks, God is angered, and God is raising up our destruction if we do not repent. And I believe that Islam is the very element that will bring us to our knees and destroy us of our, and bring us to humble ourselves and repent. But we can volunteer to do that. We can admit, God, we were wrong. We have foolishly thought that we could, you know, run our own ship without you. And we need to fall on our knees and repent. And I believe God is bringing us and showing us destruction is coming our way if we continue, but we refuse to see it.